Well, we take time to offer praise and thanksgiving this morning. We no longer pass the basket, but there is a basket in the narthex for your own free will time of giving and planting seeds into the ministry here at Bethel, and we thank you for that. And anybody have a Thanksgiving praise this morning?
I am thankful that the guy over in Iran said.
Yeah, I like that. The Ayatollah Khomeini.
I am thankful that the people in Iran are now seeking out Christianity, and I pray there are enough missionaries to make it to help them lead them to Jesus.
You know, it's been a very strong underground church there for a long, long time. And they've been under the dictatorial Islamic Republic, and the people of Iran are just wonderful people. Really, the old Persia. Persia is talked about as much in the Bible as what Israel is. So it's an old, old country. We got the Festival of Purim coming up tomorrow, next day, about Esther. You remember the story of Esther and Haman and so forth. And I don't know, it's a little bit of prophecy taking place. People say, I wish I would live in Bible times. Well, we are living in Bible times, and prophecy is being fulfilled almost every day of our lives. So come quickly, Lord Jesus. That's what our hope is, the blessed hope. Because the only way this world is going to get straightened out is when Jesus returns. But in the meantime, we got a job cut out for us. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that very much. Anybody else? Any joys, concerns? We're not praying yet, but praises or Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? We're thankful that Janie had a good trip and she's back home. And Betty?
I had a great visit with two of my cousins that I haven't seen, and one had been 9 years, and the other one had been 20.
She traveled to Central Florida, and they had a little gathering of the girls. I thought that was pretty cool. Phil went to the hobby shop with his brother-in-law. And, so, anybody else? What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful that we have a beautiful day, and I pray that my party, online party, goes well tonight at 7 o'clock.
The who kind of party?
It's a jewelry party.
Oh, jewelry. Oh,
it's a jewelry party, but it's my launch party. This is my retirement plan. Oh, something fun.
I didn't know they did those anymore. I remember Tupperware parties and so forth. I don't think they do any of that anymore.
Well, this is all online.
So
you don't have to buy the jewelry and then distribute the jewelry. The businesses, they've been in business for 77 years, and it's family owned and operated.
Oh, cool.
So it's been online, and they send it directly to you. You order, and they send it directly to your house. So
you, wish you a lot of
inventory that you have to worry about.
I wish you a lot of luck with it. That's good. Anybody else?
We finished our taxes, which feels sort of like being shot at and missed. On that day, I got a whole fishing boat down. And also, I got into therapy through the VA.
Good.
For my knees, and got two new braces for my knees, so they don't swap back and forth anymore.
Great.
And keeps my hips in line. Feels a lot better on my overall, on my whole body, actually.
You do got to get in and out of a boat now.
Well, that's good. They're keeping you pieced together.
Yeah.
Super glue works good, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
Anybody else? What are you thankful for this morning?
I'm thankful that even though my mama keeps falling, she's not breaking anything. I am so thankful for that, and for the cameras my sister has in the house. Found her on the floor last night at 2:15. Oh, no, quarter
to
3, I checked the camera. She'd been there on the floor for half an hour. So
oh,
I called
wow.
My sister. She
goes,
yeah, hi.
What's
going on? I said, Mama Dow. She says, I want it.
Go three, Mama Dow.
Mama Dow. That's pretty cool.
Is she going to start giving out
giving falling lessons now?
I think so.
Well, you know, that's so they teach you how to fall when you're doing sports and stuff.
They went to Applebee's and she got out of the van and fell in the parking lot. She told my sister the windows were over. 96 pounds, baby.
Good thing. Yes, ma'am.
I went to TOC since he said brakes, and I'm wearing brakes now on my right leg. And the MRI showed that I have a tear in my elbow and a medial torn meniscus and arthritis. But I can't get into TOC to the doctor they recommended until the 16th. So prayers that the brace and the aspirin and works and keeps me all together so I don't make it any worse than it already is.
Hallelujah. And we're grateful, thankful for medical technology and all that. So we're going to sing the doxology, which simply means praise, as we thank God for all of our blessings.